Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. One of the saddest stories in the Bible is that of Judas Iscariot. He had been an apostle, one of the 12 disciples that Jesus sent out with the gospel message ahead of him. But Judas gave room to greed in his heart, and the love of money led him to betray his teacher for the chance to gain 30 pieces of silver, perhaps the equivalent of a few months' wages. Judas handed the world's only truly innocent man over to the men who were eager to kill him. When what he had done finally sank in, it was too late. Judas ended his life in despair. Unfortunately, Judas's tragedy is not an uncommon one. Many others, too, have allowed their love of money and greed to lead them to do terrible things. Go down the list of commandments and you will see that for each one, it's not difficult to think of sins that people have been willing to commit just for some financial gain. Con artists and charlatans, hitmen, prostitutes and phony preachers, those who commit treason or steal from their parents, are just a handful of examples of evil acts that flow from a love of money. But the worst of it, the Bible warns us, is that greed ultimately leads us away from God when left unchecked. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." Even believers put their faith in jeopardy when they follow their heart's sinful longings for more. Christians will always carefully consider, for example, whether their overtime at work or a side hustle isn't interfering with their ability to be more regularly in God's Word and with God's people. What do we do when we search our hearts and find such temptations? Turn from it and turn toward Jesus. Confess to God your struggles with greed and materialism. Trust His promises to forgive you for the sake of His Son, who paid for that guilt and who covers you with His holy life. Lord Jesus, remind me of the true, lasting treasures that You have won for me in heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.